I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Earlier this year, this segment discussed the roots of the current opioid epidemic and what many hospitals and health systems are doing to prevent opioid abuse among current and future patients. But effectively fighting any epidemic requires battles on many fronts with many allies. In 2015, Texas Senate Bill 1462 gave first responders and family members a potentially life-saving tool when it comes to dealing with opioid overdoses, especially in rural parts of the state. The bill allowed the over-counter sale of naloxone, a nasal spray that can counteract the effects of a life-threatening opioid overdose if administered quickly. The Texas Pharmacy Association and other organizations were key champions of this unanimously passed bill because they believe it will save lives. Some law enforcement officials, including deputies in Bell County, are being trained and equipped with the MIST as well as other information and tools to handle opioid overdoses. But why? Because in rural areas, law enforcement is often first on the scene of an overdose. And when seconds count, making sure first responders have the right tools and training can make all the difference. According to the Texas Overdose Naloxone Initiative, Texas has the second highest health care cost in the country associated with opioid abuse, not to mention the staggering loss of life associated with the epidemic. These are costs that law enforcement, public officials, and healthcare providers are hoping to stem by working together. Coming together is the only way we'll succeed. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.